The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
I'm Kathleen Hayes. Vonnie Quinn and I want to focus in on this now. Joining us on the Ring Central phone line is Mark Everson, former commissioner of the IRS. He's currently vice chairman of Allianz Group, a national tax consulting services firm. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
So, as a former commissioner of the IRS, what do you make of this?
Well, it's a very disturbing and damaging chapter for the agency and really for the government as a whole, because as everybody recognizes, Americans interact with the IRS more than really any other piece of government. And the conduct, the underlying conduct, is certainly a variance of what I knew when I was the commissioner for 4 years earlier, you know, right before Shulman. I always felt that employees at the agency from bottom to top did their level best to call things right down the middle without any political considerations whatsoever. And what you have here, frankly, is failures at multiple levels. You have an operation in Cincinnati that did absolutely the wrong thing, and repeatedly so. Lois Lerner stepped in, according to the IG's report, late, and then didn't follow up. I mean, the idea that this went on for 2 years without it finally getting corrected is really just unconscionable, both from the point of view of the local organization resisting her direction and the fact that she took so long to follow up. So you had the local problems, you had the management problems, and then you have the problem at the top, where you've got lots of inquiries coming in from Congress. The stuff was no secret, and yet the front office really didn't do anything about it to learn about it. And then you have the very serious questions that, as your report indicates, have been the focus of the hearings as to whether there was candor with Congress. So it all together, it's a bad, very bad cocktail.
Is there a possibility that there is an issue when it comes to staffing here, that there just wasn't enough staff, Mark?
Well, for sure, the IRS has a very difficult job, and it doesn't get to pick the laws that it enforces, or it has to, but it has to do it in a balanced way. Some are complex, some are relatively straightforward. Yes, resources, the agency can always use more resources, but that is certainly not an excuse in this case.
Well, actually, if you're short on resources, why would you devote so much time to having this in-depth investigation of these potentially nonprofit political groups that want to get that status?
That's an excellent sort of point that somehow escapes much attention here. One of the sort of cultural underpins of the services, let's go back to what I said before, people want to be fair. Sometimes that results in what I would call an obsessive thoroughness. You want to get to a very well-documented answer. And so people ask way too many questions when they already know what the situation is. And the fact that none of these applications were denied seems to me to imply that the individuals who were doing the work were trying to run things to ground. They knew they had tough issues. They may or may not have been biased, but what they should have done is at some point denied some if they had a problem. And then there's a process through which the applicant can appeal. But what this rope-a-dope that they followed was the absolute worst thing to do, and just keep extensive questions on and on, and inappropriate questions was way wrong.
Mark, who among our political leaders needs to take accountability for this? Is this a White House issue?
I believe at this point that what has come out in the hearings is it's an issue of accountability within the IRS. Obviously, the IRS is a part of the Treasury Department and then the executive branch, but this should have been dealt with correctly at the level of the IRS by the commissioner and his subordinates.
What do we want to find out from further hearings? Just got a few seconds left here.
I think that we're now going through the initial round of hearings, and what will happen is now the committees will dig in and do all the documents and see if there's anything more there than has already come out. That's going to take time. The other thing that's very concerning is the FBI investigation as to potential criminality. That's a very serious thing to have hanging over the IRS.
Mark Everson, thank you so much for joining us today. Come back soon. This story doesn't seem like it's going anywhere away very soon. He's former commissioner of the IRS. He's the current vice chairman of the Allianz Group. Well, from the IRS to Microsoft, the author of A Microsoft Life, former security manager at Microsoft, looking at the Xbox, what it means for Microsoft, and more.
The Hayes Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.